It's hard to believe that just 50 days ago we celebrated Easter, and now we come together to celebrate this great feast of Pentecost 50 days later. The descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, the birth of the Catholic Church, when tongues of fire descended upon them and a wind swept through the room. Incidentally, though, 50 days after Easter, the Jewish people were also celebrating at the time of Jesus. They were celebrating a festival called the Feast of Tabernacles. Not the tabernacle like we have today in our Catholic Church, but rather it was a feast to commemorate the harvest. And in particular, to recognize that the harvest was a gift from God and to be able to give back part of that harvest to God. So if you harvested wheat, to give a portion back to God. If you harvested grapes, to give a portion back to God. And this was particularly significant and important to them because they lived around other pagan cultures in the area who honored fertility gods, who practiced the sacrifice of children. Children, be glad that your parents are Catholic and not pagan. Many other atrocities that I can't even mention in Mass. And they wanted to show these other people around them too that blessings, both spiritual and material, come from Yahweh, from the one true God. God is the giver of all good gifts. I've shared with you before a time I remember very distinctly where I was, one summer I went to David's department store and I saw this backhoe that I desperately wanted to get, little toy backhoe, and said, "Mom, can I have that?" And she said, "Well, you have to save up for it." And I was like, "Mom, it's $40. And she said, "Well, then you better start saving." And so I said, "Well, I'm going to start praying because there's no way I'm going to save up that much money." And many of us approach our relationship with God and His gifts almost like a genie in a bottle. But God has a very unique way of giving gifts. He does them sacramentally. Now, when I say sacramentally, most of you are going to start, it's going to start popping into your heads the seven sacraments and sacramentals like rosaries and crosses and things like that. But I want to get to a much deeper meaning. St. Augustine said that a sacrament is a visible reminder of an invisible reality. And so when God wants to give us things, when God wants to answer prayers, when God wants to give us gifts, both spiritual and material, He does them through visible signs. He does them sacramentally. In the Old Testament, as God the Father was revealing Himself primarily, we see this through things like the burning bush, or in the desert when He was leading the Israelites, we saw a column of fire by night and cloud by day. We saw the plagues and the pestilence that He sent to Egypt, the waters of the Red Sea. He manifested Himself through real, tangible things that you could feel and see and touch. When Jesus came along, He did the same thing. He Himself being one that you could feel and touch, but also through things like bread and wine, through the wood of the cross. You see, God was still, even in the person of Jesus, using physical things to give us gifts of grace, to even give us physical gifts. So when it comes to the Holy Spirit, who's, in a sense, we're in the age now of the Holy Spirit. Jesus has ascended to His Father in heaven and has gifted us with the Holy Spirit. How does the Holy Spirit manifest Himself? I mean, if God the Father is showing Himself through water and burning bushes and clouds and things like that, and Jesus is there in the flesh and manifesting Himself through bread and wine, how's the Holy Spirit manifest Himself? The answer is through you. Through you. You are the sacramental sign. You are the physical sign that God is using to manifest Himself to the world. And He gives you particular gifts to be able to do this. They were given to you in the infancy of baptism. Whether you were baptized as an adult or not, you got this little gift, this present that wasn't unwrapped yet. And then in your confirmation, God came and unwrapped that gift. And there were seven little gifts in there: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord, or awe at the wonder of God. But what makes these gifts unique, and what makes the manifestation of the Holy Spirit unique within you, is that we often, again, we approach gifts as if they're something for myself. And sometimes that's true. I really wanted that backhoe, and last year, one of our parishioners gave me my wish. And he let me drive a real backhoe. Incidentally, I was tearing out something one day, and somebody came along and they said, "Well, Father, did you accidentally hit that and have to tear it out?" And I said, "No, I meant to." We tend to think of gifts as something I receive and then I get to keep, right? But what's unique about the gifts of the Holy Spirit is that they're given only to turn around and give to others. I've shared with you before the story of my friend Carol, who was making a little clay pitcher, like the kind you pour water out of. But what was unique about this pitcher is that the top of it wasn't flat, it was angled at a 45-degree angle. And she's sitting there praying with this pitcher saying, "Okay, God, what does this mean to me?" And God said, "Well, I want to fill you up." And she's looking at this pitcher with this funny 45-degree angle at the top, and she's thinking, "How am I ever going to be filled up? You can't make that pitcher full because it's got this funny top." And so she starts playing with it, and she finally realizes that you can fill that pitcher up when it's tipped 45 degrees. When it's pouring out is when it's most full. And brothers and sisters, that's you. You are going to be most full when you are pouring yourself out. I remember in college, I had one of my first serious girlfriends, and one of the things I loved to do was to do acts of service for her, whether it's cleaning her car or, you know, doing various things for her to help her out. Many of you have read or studied the 5 love languages. Evidently, I didn't figure hers out because I'm here today. But I distinctly remember how very fulfilled I felt doing things for her. Brothers and sisters, that's a little peek at what it means to be a Christian, and I don't claim to be perfect at it, but when it comes to the gifts of the Holy Spirit in particular, you are only going to be filled up when you are pouring out, when you are giving those gifts to others. You see, God uses sacraments to, number one, manifest himself, and number two, to give gifts. We see how it works in the Old Testament, and certainly through the Eucharist, through Jesus Christ and his work on the cross. But brothers and sisters, there's a third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who has come to you in your confirmation, and now is wanting to use you as his instrument. Jesus uses bread and wine, wood. The Father uses a cloud and water. The Holy Spirit uses you. As we commemorate today this gift of Pentecost and the power of the Holy Spirit, will you be open, as St. Francis said, to letting yourself be used by God as an instrument? Will you pour yourself out for others? Because it is only then that you will be most full.